In terms of the council's housing stock, staff responded to 86 calls, 20 houses being badly damaged. Non-staff costs to date stand at €260,000. However, most should be recouped through insurance policies. In terms of road maintenance, there were more call-outs to treat roads over a 31-day period than there was for the entire winter of 04-05. As has been well highlighted, the council's salt supply was stretched. Unplanned costs to treat roads run between €500,000 and €1 million. Estimated costs to repair damaged pavements could be up to €2 million. The council hopes to recover some of the costs from government, and negotiations to that end have already started. However, it is expected it will still have some impact on the council's budget. To help prevent the council being ill-prepared into the future, it's proposed to increase the county's salt stocks and train up more relief drivers for gritting. In the latter stages of the big freeze, the council provided grit to the public and gritted a number of secondary routes. Some say that happened too late. Well, the council has agreed to review that situation into the future. The water shortage continues to be a problem. This afternoon, the situation to date was reviewed. The council says it has and continues to deal with the situation as best it can. It's estimated that the freeze will see the water services face extra costs of up to €600,000. It was generally accepted that the council's staff resources were severely stretched, particularly as the 31-day freeze fell over the holiday period, that the council's out-of-hours emergency phone services need to be looked at, and the council be generally better prepared if such severe weather was to be experienced again. This afternoon, councillors will have the chance to put questions to the county manager and senior engineers over the handling of the crisis, and the costs involved and the impact they will have on the council's budget for this year will also be addressed in greater detail.